This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
So many of us manage our lives online, from streaming TV to ordering dinner. But when it comes to our health, digital tools like My Health Record still raise a lot of questions and, for many of us, concerns, especially for us in the LGBTIQ plus communities who've had a rocky relationship with the health system. So what's in there? What are our rights? And how do we know if it's something that's right for us? Well, joining us is Kat Londos, Digital Health Coordinator at LGBTIQ plus Health Australia. Kat, welcome to Drive.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Let's start simple. What is My Health Record and what sort of information does it contain?
Yeah, it's a great question. So My Health Record is basically an online summary of your electronic health information. Mm-hmm. So it's information that already exists in places like your GP's records or a hospital's electronic medical records. And it's just collating it, popping it all in one place that you can access anywhere you have an internet connection. So your record includes information uploaded by your healthcare providers. So things like specialist letters, prescription records, scans and pathology reports, that kind of stuff. And also information that you have entered yourself. So you can pop things in there like personal health notes, your allergies, you can put advanced care planning documents in there, all host of things. And all the information in your My Health Record is yours and you have the right to access it and review it. It's your health information.
Kat, many of us in the rainbow community have gone through a lot, especially things, you know, if you look at the late 80s, 90s, we had HIV hit us with all the stigma attached to it. Many of us have regular STI screenings. Let's face it, it's unfortunate, but there is stigma attached to that as well. I must admit, personally, I'm not confident to use My Health Record. Why should we use it?
Yeah, another really great question. I guess what I want to firstly highlight here is that, you know, we want our communities to have all of the information that they need to make a decision around whether or not to use My Health Record. If you're not a fan of My Health Record, that's totally fine. We just want to make sure that you really understand it, really have all of the information available to make that decision for yourself. And we also know that a lot of people from LGBTIQ plus communities have a lot of mistrust towards not just My Health Record, but, you know, health systems in general. We have, you know, as you said, a really long history of experiencing stigma, discrimination, trauma from within the health system. So using digital health tools that function and operate within that system can feel uncomfortable. That being said, a lot has changed with My Health Record over the last few years to make sure that people really have control over their own record. So it's really about you having access to your health information and the agency to make decisions about your own health by being able to have all of that information in one place.
Kat, we recently saw a hack into the e-script system with and lots of personal information regarding e-scripts was stolen. That involves, you know, the sort of prescriptions that people have. How secure is My Health Record? And given that they can hack into the e-script system, should we be concerned?
That is another great question. My Health Record system is managed by the Australian Digital Health Agency, and there is a lot of information on their website around the privacy, security, and the systems that are put in place to protect our data and our health data. We know that individual health data is incredibly sensitive and important information to keep secure. I want to be completely honest with everyone. I am not 100% sure what the tech side of that is, but I do know that that information is on the Digital Health Agency's website. It's digitalhealth.gov.au. And my understanding is that My Health Record is an incredibly secure system, and there are a lot of checks and balances in place to protect our health data.
What privacy and access options are available to people who use My Health Record?
Yeah, so there are the privacy and access controls that an individual can use to manage their record are quite wide-ranging. You can set particular documents in your record to restricted access, and then set what's called a limited document access code to provide to trusted healthcare organizations so that they can then access those restricted documents. You can also restrict access to, you know, your entire record by setting a record access code, and then only the providers who you've given that code to, the provider organizations you've given that code to, will be able to access those documents. It is really important to note that those two controls apply at what's called the healthcare organization level. Right. So that means if you give a trusted healthcare provider, like, you know, your regular GP, access to your My Health Record and those restricted documents, their colleagues in the same GP practice would be able to view your records and documents. But a, you know, GP practice that you've never been to before wouldn't be able to see those. So those are two options. There's also the option to hide a document from your record, which is kind of like what it says on the box. Mm-hmm. You hide it, it can't be viewed from within the record. Or you can, you know, delete a document altogether. And you can also cancel your record at any time. Up to you.
If you've just joined us, we're chatting with Kat Londis from LGBTIQ Plus Health Australia about My Health Record, what it is, how it works, and why so many of us are hesitant to trust us. Kat, are there situations where those controls can be overridden by someone, like in an emergency or something like that?
Yes, there is an emergency access function that can be used by health professionals to view your My Health Record, and that includes any restricted documents. And that's because access to health information can be really life-saving in an emergency if you're not able to provide that information yourself. So using the emergency access function is only authorized to lessen or prevent a serious threat to the health and safety of you or others. Mm. And all uses of that function are recorded, and you have access to those records, and there are serious penalties for misuse. The emergency access function doesn't let anybody see documents you've hidden or deleted from your record. So there is that option if there are things that you want to keep restricted even in an emergency. So that's a decision and a choice that the individual has to make over their own information.
And you mentioned that if we check out the website, we can find out more about their security setup. If we are curious or we do want to learn more, where do we go to get that, I suppose, accurate, clear information?
Yeah, so the Australian Digital Health Agency's website, digitalhealth.gov.au, has host of information about My Health Record, including how to use it, how to set it up, privacy and access controls, and also data security, as we spoke about earlier. And we at LHA are also developing a suite of resources on My Health Record and other digital health tools that are specific to LGBTIQ plus communities, which will be released soon, and you'll be able to find those on our website.
Kat, really good to chat with you. It's a hard sell, I have to admit, My Health Record. I've got to admit, I'm quite sceptical of it, to be honest. But I suppose once we get the information, we can then make up our own minds as to whether we trust it and if it's suitable for containing our health information.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Kat Londos, Digital Health Coordinator, LGBTIQ Plus Health Australia. To learn more, check out the resources at lgbtiqhealth.org.au or visit the Australian Digital Health Agency at digitalhealth.gov.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA Plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.